At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
8:15 Wednesday morning, August 20th. On Wednesday mornings, we talked to our friend Ronald Serpas, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, but spent his life as a police officer, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police. Now he's a consultant. You'll see him on TV occasionally, national TV, as they interview him about his thought process, and we're lucky to talk to him every week. How you doing, Ronald?
Tommy, I'm better than I expected to be and glad to be on the phone.
Well, good. Me too. Actually, I had a rough night, but we don't need to go into that. Let's talk about, you know, Ronald, let me just say this. If you think a steak has gone over, don't eat it. Just don't. Just throw it away. Throw it away. Let's talk about the jail, what needs to change. Obviously, you know, it's like Steve Martin, How to Be a Millionaire. First thing, get $1 million. But if you're going to run a jail, the first thing is to keep track of the prisoners, right?
Well, you would think the jail was running fine till it wasn't.
Yeah.
And that happens to be the case from the beginning. What I'm reflecting upon is not my personal experience when Susan Hudson was the inspector, that was the OIPM, the independent police monitor, because there's a very long written record between me and Quattrovo about my disagreements with her ethics and her truthfulness, which he, in fact, used. But if you just look at what's been in the news, the canine controversy over the Mardi Gras and the canine company wanting to pay the bill, the ethics complaint about campaign finance spending on persons that it shouldn't have been spent on, the inability to make any real progress whatsoever on the consent decree at all on the jail itself. So in the last 4 years, I think any casual observer could look at the written record in the media and determine that there's significant questions of competence that have not been answered by the current sheriff, nor has she been able to push back those questions of confidence. The people of New Orleans elected her with less than 24% of the population showing up at the vote, and that's one of the big problems in New Orleans is you just got to go out and vote.
So when it comes to what to look for in a new sheriff, I don't know if you want to endorse anybody or not, that's up to you, but what should people look for? Because obviously the first thing is that, well, first thing I'm going to do is keep track of the prisoners. Well, you're head and shoulders above so far, but what else should people be looking for?
If you think about it, none of the existing candidates have really any particular extensive experience in corrections. Extensive experience in corrections is valuable, just like extensive experience in policing is valuable. It's sometimes politicians who find themselves running for positions they have no real experience in. And when Hudson ran for sheriff, she had no demonstrated experience as a corrections official. I don't think any of the other candidates have any experience as a correctional official. I could be wrong. I'd appreciate anybody pointing out if they had worked in the correctional facilities of America. So then voters are going to have to decide who they think sounds the best about what they're going to try to do versus someone who said, yeah, I ran the Department of Corrections for the state of Pennsylvania. I did that for 5 years. It was a good experience, or I did it in Louisiana. So the voters are kind of disadvantaged, if you will, that if you were running for sheriff in Jefferson Parish, like Newell did, it's a duality. You mm-hmm. get to talk about your criminal experience, your investigative experience, and you get to talk about jail experience. Here in New Orleans, the Orleans Parish Jail exists only in Orleans Parish, and the police department exists throughout all of Orleans Parish. So therefore, the sheriff has limited capacity to use any kind of policing experience. So that means they are narrowly focused on the jail. So, you know, during the campaign, I hope some of these candidates can make the point that they may have great administrative skills, great managerial skills, to make up for the lack of correction skills, just have a lot of other good skills evidenced by being able to run large, complex organizations.
Newell who? Who are you talking about?
Man, look, he's been around 50 years.
I hope he's listening. You've been around 50 years? Yeah. Oh, I hope he's listening. My God, I hope he's listening. So look, so when it comes to law enforcement experience, is it about administrative or law enforcement? Because it seems like it's more about, you're not really enforcing the law as much as you are running a huge organization, right?
Right. The jail is a very complex organizational structure. We've done consulting around jails, and I don't expect, Tommy, I'm not a corrections expert. I know a little bit about management and administration, and they're very complex beasts. They mm-hmm. are incredibly complex because the key issue is you're trying to keep people healthy and safe in an environment where they are desperately trying to get out of, right? It's like mm-hmm. playing hide and seek with adults every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's very complex. And then you have all these questions of how the inmates treat one another and how they treat the staff. And then think about this, Tommy. This is the thing that really drives part of this conversation. You got to make all these contract arrangements for paper plates, for napkins, for toiletries, for Coca-Cola. It's a very big enterprise. And anybody who can say, look, I've had a lot of experience in a big enterprise, I think should naturally have the leg up because, you know, the craft CEO isn't always hired from craft. Sometimes they hire it from IBM, right? Mm-hmm. So in that world, they're selling that they understand large organizational
right.
activities, cultures. So if I was running for sheriff, I wouldn't even have spent any time talking about being a police chief because policing doesn't affect the jail. What I'd be talking about is running several hundred million dollar operations every mm-hmm. year within budget, on mm-hmm. time, on task. You got to fill in that gap of no corrections experience. And then you know what else I would do? And this is free advice. I would commit on day one that I would hire a corrections official who has significant experience around the country to run the jail. That would be my commitment. That, mm-hmm. And I already know who I would hire if I was running, who is actually a three-time former DOC commissioner. But that's what you would have to do to make up that difference of not understanding corrections industry, but understanding large organizations and saying, for 15 years, I ran a multi-hundred million dollar your organization, that I think would give voters a little bit of confidence.
Chief, I appreciate your insight as always. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Ronald Serpas, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Nashville City Police, Washington State Police. When we come back, we're going to talk to AC Cooper. I don't know if you heard about this or not, but radioactive shrimp were being sold at Walmart, and it comes back to why you should buy local shrimp. 822 Traffic Now, WWL.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.